time once again for Wonderful Water here on 97.9 The Hill. Our check-in with our friends over at the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, who bring us these conversations each month. Of course, Owassa responsible for providing customers with an adequate water supply, not just right now, but for years to come. And this time on Wonderful Water, we're talking about their long-range water supply plan. Joining me in the studio to share a little bit more information on that is Ruth Rouse, the Planning and Development Manager for the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. Ruth, thank you so much for taking the time to drop by our studios today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So to start with, can you share with our listeners some background about where our drinking water is coming from? Because I imagine when somebody turns on the tap, they're not thinking about, I wonder what part of our community this is coming from. They're just like, oh, I'm filling up my water bottle. It's time to get some cooking going. So can you share with us kind of where that drinking water does actually come from?
Absolutely. So we have two major water supply reservoirs right now, University Lake and Cane Creek Reservoir, both in Orange County. We also have a quarry reservoir that holds a little bit of water that we can use in an emergency. And finally, we do have an allocation of water from Jordan Lake that we've had since 1988, but we don't have any guaranteed access to that particular water. So right now, our main sources are University Lake and Cane Creek Reservoir.
Sure, that makes sense. It seems like we've gotten a good pattern of rain recently, but I know reservoirs also kind of retain and hold water in different ways. How is our water supply doing since we're going to be talking about the water supply plan?
Yeah, so we are sitting at 100% full right now, and we do like to see our reservoirs. Yes, absolutely. We do like to see our reservoirs near full when we're going into about the April time frame. So before we hit that hotter temperature and periods where we have higher demands, we like to see them near full. So we are sitting very well right now.
That is great to hear. So can you tell us a little bit more about what the long-range water supply plan aims to do? I know that the process to update the community's plan has been ongoing for a while. We hear this when it comes to local government long-range plans, very far out in terms of planning. I think we actually discussed this back in 2020. But where do things stand right now with the update that is coming for this long-range water supply plan?
Yeah, so we have been working on this plan for a while now. It's really because providing the community with clean, safe water for years to come, we are looking out 50 years because it takes a long time to plan and permit new water supplies. It's really one of our core objectives. And we also want to make sure that we can meet those needs, not just 50 years out, but also 50 years out when we're looking at potential droughts, because it's not when we'll have if we have a drought, we know it's going to be coming at some point in the future. And so with climate change, we really want to make sure that we're addressing that potential issue. But because we don't really have an imminent need for water right now, our board has really been taking the time that it needs to really carefully review the information that we've brought to them. So they've reviewed a lot of material that weighs different options, both conservation efforts to meet our needs, as well as augmenting our current primary sources of water. So how can we augment Cane Creek and University Lake? And at this point, the board has selected on a preferred alternative that would say, let's get some access, guaranteed access to our allocation of water in Jordan Lake. That really has consistently scored well against the other alternatives that we've evaluated.
Got it. We're speaking with Ruth Rouse, who is Owassa's Planning and Development Manager here on 97.9 The Hill. She's joining us in partnership, of course, with Owassa, bringing us Wonderful Water, but specifically to provide an update on where things stand with updating the long-range water supply plan. So you mentioned Jordan Lake and how that's kind of a priority in this plan. How does the water get from Jordan Lake to here? Because I know that the water treatment plants in Carrboro for Owassa seems like kind of a long way for the water to travel.
Yeah, that is kind of the next big decision, actually, for our board of directors.
I see. Okay.
right now, if we needed to access it, Cary and Apex jointly own the only intake on Jordan Lake, and we could get water from their treatment plant by using our interconnections with Durham, and then Durham has interconnections with the town of Cary. So we could get treated water through that series of interconnections. But right now, there are several other local governments, City of Durham, Chatham County, and town of Pittsboro, that are also going through some of the same processes that Owassa is going through. And they've been working together called the Western Intake Partnership. They're also looking at how can we get our allocations of water from Jordan Lake. So they're planning on a new intake and water treatment plant on the west side of Jordan Lake. And Owassa has been working with them to see is that a cost-effective way for us to get access? So do we want to partner with them, and if so, to what extent? So that's really kind of the question that's next for our board of directors, is to answer that question. And so we're going out right now and speaking to community groups, talking to the local elected officials, some of their advisory boards, and just trying to get the word out and so that people know this is going on and they can provide feedback to our board of directors if they so choose.
Got it. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of collaboration, and you understand, too, why it's been this update has been going for so long. You mentioned Jordan Lake being the most viable choice, according to, you know, reports and studies. Why might that be? Can you explain that a little bit, why Jordan Lake right now is kind of the preferred option?
Yeah, so it consistently rose to the top when we're looking at a variety of factors, including water supply resiliency. And that's really whether we have enough water during a drought and the costs associated with new projects. So Jordan Lake, one of the things that makes it great as a water supply is that it has a very large drainage area. So it, in the past, has historically held up well during periods of drought. It's had plenty of water in it for water supply needs. So that really prepares us well for that next drought, is if we can get access to that allocation of water. However, we have had people ask questions about water quality, because if you think about it, we've got this larger watershed, but that also has a potential for more water pollutants or pollutant sources in that water supply. So this is also very important to AWASA, that question. You know, we want to make sure that we're providing safe, clean drinking water to the community. So the board did ask staff to look at that in more detail. So we looked at Chatham County also uses Jordan Lake, and then looked at Cary Apex treated drinking water. And they're all consistently meeting drinking water criteria. In addition to that, we looked at the raw water quality. So the water quality in University Lake and Jordan Lake and Cane Creek Reservoir, and compared all of them. And the result is that we're really confident that a new treatment plant will be able to effectively treat the water in Jordan Lake, and that we will be able to provide the community with clean, safe drinking water from that source.
Got it. I imagine in addition to discussions of water quality, you've probably heard from Orange County residents and AWASA, you know, customers of, well, if we're getting more water, or if we're getting another source of water from Jordan Lake, does that mean that we need to conserve less water? What is the talk and response around water conservation? Because, of course, whenever a drought does happen, we do usually see a message put out, hey, be conscious of your water use. But what would doing this change about how people use or try and conserve water?
Yeah, great question. And our community really has been really conservation oriented. And I really want to give a shout out to the community. Individually and collectively, they've really reduced their water demands. So I want to thank them for that. And in addition, University partnered with us on a reclaimed water system back in the early 2000s. That's the use of highly treated wastewater to meet non-drinking water purposes. So they use it for cooling buildings, toilet flushing, irrigation, those type of things. So between what the community has done and what UNC has done and other practices that have been put in place, we've really reduced our water. In fact, we're now using the same amount of drinking water today that we were in the late 1980s or early 1990s, which is amazing.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
So I say that, though, to stress that we've really gotten that low-hanging fruit. And so we did look at a lot of conservation-type practices and alternatives, but they just didn't pan out either individually or collectively to meet our needs. And they also really don't provide that resiliency to drought that we might want to be seeing. So that resiliency and redundancy that a new water treatment plant option in Jordan Lake would provide to us.
Got it. We're speaking once again with Ruth Rouse here on Wonderful Water. Wonderful Water brought to us by our Orange Water and Sewer Authority. And as we begin to wrap up, Ruth, obviously we're kind of scraping the surface of the long-range water supply plan, going with the broader topics. But for people who might want to learn more about this plan, more about the update that is coming, where should they go and how can people learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be presenting, as I said, to local advisory boards and to the local elected officials. So kind of keep your eyes open for those. But we're going to be doing a community event at the Chapel Hill Public Library on Saturday, April 23rd. I'm really excited about that. We'll set up the water wagon outside the main entrance to the library so you can come say hello to us. We'll be there from 12 to 4 p.m. And then at 1 o'clock and at 3 o'clock on the library's back patio, I'll be making a presentation. It's pretty short, but that will provide more information to the public and they can ask questions. So I really encourage people to come out to that event and let us know what questions you have and if there's anything you'd like our board of directors to know. Pass that on to us as well.
You can't turn down a visit from the water wagon. I mean, that's got to be one of the highlights. Well, is there anything else that people should know about OWASA's efforts on this front with the long-range water supply plan, Ruth, or anything else in terms of water conservation, the reservoirs that you think our listeners might be interested in?
Yeah, so if you can't make any of the public events that we have and you want to learn more, our website has a page at owasa.org. To think about that for a minute. Our communications team has really put up if you scroll to the bottom of that page, you'll see a timeline of decisions that our board of directors has made, along with links to some of their board agenda packages. So if anyone really wants to dive deep into that, they are welcome to do so. And just plug in another reminder for that event at the library on April 23rd.
All right. Well, again, owasa.org is the website, and they will have much more information about that event and all of the other things they are doing to help our community's water supply. Again, thanks to Ruth Rouse, the Planning and Development Manager at OWASA, for stopping by, and thanks to OWASA for bringing us our wonderful water event. Ruth, we look forward to hearing those updates in later April and hope to have you back on the segment before long.
All right. Thank you.